listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates. Brian, thanks for joining us for another great update.
Yeah, happy to be here as always.
I had a great full hour last week. You want to kind of review quickly what we covered and what folks can find not only at abqconnect.online, but a video that's prepared at Insights tab on johnmoore.com.
Yeah, my pleasure. So last week we spent that hour talking about the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, the recent tax legislation that was pretty far reaching. And we mostly focused on those areas of the bill that, you know, affected the average American. There's a lot going on. It was a big bill. But we talked about everything from deductions you can receive if you get tips or overtime to deductions that seniors might qualify for. And then we also discussed how a lot of those phase out. So if you have high income, you may not get those benefits, but a good overall summary. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I appreciated about our Friday financial update, relevant is a good word. And we're going to continue that on today's discussion. Headlines talking about, you know, record-breaking stock market numbers. How does the headlines match up with reality?
Yeah, it's interesting, Steve. When I started to see the market hit new all-time highs, when I say the market, I'm referencing the S&P 500 index. What I immediately thought about was all the doom and gloom forecasts of just a couple of months ago, really, when the tariffs were first announced back in April. Some of the headlines were pretty dire, and that created some of our clients to call and ask questions. Some were very frustrated based on political bias. Some were scared because they saw the value of their stock market investments decline rapidly. But if you don't mind, Steve, I'd like to read a few of those headlines just to remind us what the narrative was at that time. So here's a couple off of YouTube videos that were posted in early to mid-April. Here's one that says 2025 recession, Trump's planned market crash is here. Here's another one that says economists forecast recession odds. There's nothing worse for the economy than these tariffs. Here's another one that says Trump tariffs could cause a global recession, says economists. So those are YouTube videos. And then also you had the chief economist from JP Morgan, the biggest bank, saying that there's a 60% odds of a recession thanks to the tariffs. We had lots of headlines that mentioned how much the market had declined. So all of that was very negative. And if an investor was to react to those negative headlines, I mean, it seemed like a reasonable reaction with all that negativity would be to sell your investments. Well, since then, the market has rebounded substantially and not only rebounded, but gone to new highs.
Well, yeah. Slow to act, you know, when you see these headlines, and I would encourage you to be tuned in. Not that, you know, you prognosticated something different than that necessarily, Brian, but I think that, you know, if they're tuning in for the Friday financial update, they're going to get some sound, no pun intended, insight, you know, into some of these issues. But I mean, even back then when, you know, I know very little, I'm a lay person when it comes to financial things. And, you know, when I first heard about the tariffs and what have you, and concerns I had, you know, I think often looking back at history is a good thing to do. And I didn't actually look back. Someone pointed me that way, to Abraham Lincoln, that, you know, was big on tariffs and brought us into one of the most prosperous times our country ever had.
Yeah. And what I would say is the market's response, the stock market response to that news was not irrational, because if the tariffs had gone through as initially proposed, it was probably reasonable to think that the market could slow down. But the key thing here is that we don't know the future. We can't control it. We don't understand it. And honestly, if you could have pulled aside 10 people and surveyed them all and said, you know, the stock market's down 20% at that point, how much do you think the market will rise if the tariffs turn out to be, you know, what we're now finding them out to be as these deals are made with different countries? I don't think many of those 10 people would have guessed right that the market would be up over 30% off its low. So even if you know the outcome, is my point, even if you know the outcome, you cannot always guess how the market will respond. So whether it's an election coming up that you're fearful about, or a geopolitical event, or trade deals like what we're talking about now, even if you know for sure how it's going to turn out in terms of the event, it's very hard to change your investments by buying and selling before and after events in a way that will create a profitable trade. So the best course of action we often recommend is to properly diversify your investments to avoid too much risk in one area, and then hold for the long term and periodically rebalance those investments, but fight that temptation to get in and out based on what you see in the headlines.
All right. And we hope people will take that to heart. And as I, you know, already teased, the insights tab at johnmoore.com. Other than the video I mentioned regarding the great big beautiful bill, will they find anything in relation to this conversation, or can you let us know, you know, what's on the landscape? What's coming up?
Yeah, I'd point to a couple things, Steve. We just posted a good blog about kind of the basics when you're starting a business, things to consider. So that can be helpful for people who are already current business owners or thinking about going down that road. And then also there's an announcement there that we're about to start. Well, we have launched a new YouTube page, a YouTube account where you can subscribe and hear our latest insights through YouTube. And we're going to start with both podcast style videos just next week, as well as weekly videos that are more principle-based or financial planning-based that might be a little more timeless. So we look forward to providing more and more valuable content through that YouTube channel.
Right. And again, that's no cost to you to go check it out at johnmoore.com on the Insights tab. And if there's another item or subject you're looking for, there's a search place for you to find most anything you're looking for in the financial realm. Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us for today's Friday Financial Update.
Yeah, have a good weekend, sir.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.